The police come in, they're talking to either a rich owner or a curator. Those are two communities that do not know how to communicate. The insurance agent doesn't know how to communicate with either of those communities, but maybe with the police, a little. The customs people are in their own world, I'm sorry to say. These people need to be brought together to talk to each other and to hammer out methods for making information travel fast. The information about a stolen object needs to travel faster than the object. An object can leave the country in which it's stolen in less than 24 hours. The information can take weeks, months, and literally years to get circulated. Well, what will help the speed? The internet will help the speed, but if you're going to be shipping information around on the internet, you have to have it standardized. People have to agree on the protocols. Who's going to get this information? How much information should they get? Because there's some information about objects that's confidential. The owner of the object has to decide how much information to release. The police have to decide how much information they're willing to release. Everybody has to be able to maintain secrecy, but still a certain minimal level of information has to travel very, very quickly to all these people. If the LA Police Department only transmits its information to Interpol and the FBI, that's not good enough. People need to transmit information not just among themselves. They have to get it out to the customs people, to the police, to the museums, to the dealers. You have to immediately let the word out to the people who might buy that stolen object. There's a whole world, by the way, of international law concerning this because every country has a different rule about what the statute of limitations is. Sometimes the possessor is the owner. Sometimes there's a year, sometimes there's a 10-year statute of limitations. In the United States, you cannot transfer bad title no matter what. So we have one of the most stringent laws.